All right, so we're back with another episode of the 2 in Sports Podcast. I'm here with my boy Noah. We're going to talk some basketball today, talk some Harden, talk some 2K, a lot of contract extensions recently. I think we can get right into it, Noah. Let's talk about the obvious. James Harden and the Rockets, obviously not on the same page.
Yeah, man. I mean, James got to figure his stuff out, man. I don't know what's going on over there, but I think that he's going to get traded before the season starts.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I mean, I think it's best for both sides even now, like, to trade him just because all this stuff coming out about, like, how he's, like, kind of like a cancer, like, to the team. He's always, acts like the owner of the team. Like, he's late to all the practices and, like, all this stuff coming out. Like, of course, it's coming out right as he's, like, trying to get traded, so now teams that are taking him on are like, oh shit, do we like actually do this, or like could he be a cancer for us too? But like, I don't know. Keep going.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I mean, if I'm Houston, man, I gotta think about the positives to trading him. I think that you would have just as much success trading Harden, because like, think about it, if you're gonna trade him, you're going to get the best deal possible that you're going to try to get. And the obvious one right now looks to be Philly. Mm-hmm. And you get an all-star point guard back, like Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. He could play power forward, move Christian Wood to, like, the center or something. Mm-hmm. And then you still got John Wall. You got a good nucleus still in Houston, man.
And you got Boogie Cousins. Boogie Cousins coming back
exactly,
from injury. I mean,
man,
like,
for sure.
I'm excited to watch John Wall, bro. I miss John Wall.
I heard that this offseason, Boogie was really going after it, and, like, he looked like Sacramento Boogie. Mm-hmm. And the Lakers were trying to hold on, but, you know, it was a little too much, so he had to go to Houston. Plus, you know, he kind of figured John Wall might be in the running with the Westbrook trade. So those two were teammates, right, in Kentucky?
Yeah, Kentucky, yep.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to see how Boogie does, man. Hopefully it's his bounce back season. Mm-hmm. He can get a bigger contract again. But I think if I'm Houston, man, I still think I have a pretty good playoff team if I get rid of Harden, man.
Yeah, because
as long as you get an all-star or, like, some really good bench pieces coming back for you, I still think you got a pretty good nucleus around you.
Mm-hmm. Because if you're trading Harden, he's, like, a top 5 player in the NBA, obviously. So you're getting
bag.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like,
for sure.
Obviously, like, we saw today that the Heat dropped out, which I kind of wasn't surprised about because I always heard in the news they were hesitant to trade Hero and Robinson, which were, like, the two pieces that the Rockets really wanted, like, in a package for Harden. And,
yeah, for sure.
I mean, if I'm the Heat, I don't think I would do that anyways just because of the way Hero played last year. Like, he could actually be, like, a superstar. And Duncan Robinson is, like, is like a J.J. Redick type player. Like, he's going to be in the league for a long time, just like a pure spot-up shooter. But
for sure, man.
I mean, I didn't see the Heat trading for him anyways. I don't think him and Jimmy Buckets would have any kind of fit there.
No.
But,
plus,
like,
I think Pat, man, the owner, Pat Riley, I think he's trying to build that Miami culture. And James Harden has none of that in him, man.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have dogs around you. And James, let's be honest, if James ain't touching the ball during a possession, he not cutting, making screens or anything like that. Mm-hmm. He's standing at half court, not making any movement for his other teammates. And I just don't think that the Heat want that. Mm-hmm. You know, I just don't think that fits with them. Tyler and Duncan are two hungry kids that showed out in the playoffs last year. I just don't think they could ever get rid of those two. Mm-hmm. I mean, even for James Harden, it's more of just about, like, team unity than anything, I think, at that point.
Yeah, I think it's
everybody would love to have James Harden.
Obviously, yeah.
Is he going to mesh well with your team? Mm-mm. I don't think Miami, it would, but
yeah, I agree with you there. I don't think that culture is just not a fit there. But, like, we hear about the two frontrunners in Brooklyn and Philly. Like you said, like, Philly, they're getting back that Ben Simmons, that, like, superstar player, so they're not losing, like, a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And you can switch Simmons to the three if you really need to, and you want John Wall running up the court.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you're at least getting Ben Simmons, and you're probably getting a couple of first round picks too. So you're getting the bag from Philly if you send him there. But also with Brooklyn, with Brooklyn, they have so many young pieces that can be like that have like that superstar potential. Like they have Kyrie and KD, obviously, like two superstars.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look at the rest of the Brooklyn roster. They got like Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, guys like that who can like transform into superstars within the next couple of years. Who I think will. Brooklyn, I feel like it's either Brooklyn or Philly. Like, I could see Brooklyn trading for him almost, like, unless the Rockets really like Simmons. I feel like if I'm the Rockets, who is it now? What's the Rockets GM? Morey stepped down or something. I don't remember who it was.
But yeah.
They got a new coach.
I don't really know who the GM was, but they have Steve Nash and Amari Stoudemire as, like, the coaching staff right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Brooklyn. And they got D'Antoni as an assistant, bro.
D'Antoni as an assistant. That's a steal, I think they have the best. They have the best coaching nucleus in basketball. I think personally, but if I'm Houston, and Brooklyn offers me a package of LeVert, Dinwiddie, and Jared Allen, or if they just go LeVert, Dinwiddie, and a couple picks. Like a couple firsts, I would take that over Philly, honestly. But that's just me. I mean, I just feel like Brooklyn's nucleus behind KD and Kyrie is so much better for Houston than Philly.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yes, you're getting Ben Simmons back, but I don't know. I trust Caris LeVert, Dinwiddie, and Jared Allen more with John Wall, Boogie, Christian Wood. All the new guys they got.
Yeah.
I just think it'll be better if Houston did deal with Brooklyn. I just don't think Brooklyn will ever do that.
Yeah, I look at Brooklyn's team and I'm like, how do they have all these players? They literally have like Kyrie and KD, who are literally like two of the top five players in the league when healthy. Yeah. And then they got like young pieces. Like, how did this all happen? Like, how did this team come together?
They got Allen in the draft. I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
They stole.
From Texas.
I mean, they were all steals, man. Dinwiddie, LeVert, and Jared Allen are all steals of the draft. And then when D'Angelo left to sign with Golden State, that opened up another, what, $35 million. So that two players could come.
Kyrie and KD.
That's how it started. After the whole Boston trade with Brooklyn, back for like Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce. After that, Brooklyn's been trying to get back, and I think now they're finally at a place where I just don't think that they should even touch it. Don't mess it up.
Yeah,
I don't think they should.
I don't think they should either. I think he would be a better fit in Brooklyn than he would in Philly. But yeah, like you said, I couldn't see Brooklyn doing that. Given the nucleus,
because like, bro, if Brooklyn gets him, they're so salary cap like stricken that they literally have to just get a bunch of veteran minimum contracts on their team then.
Yeah, and
to replace LeVert, Dinwiddie, you know, Allen.
Kyrie's a score first point guard. Harden is solely ISO. Like, he literally just gets the ball and takes it. And KD, when he's like, when he's playing, like, we haven't seen him play for a couple of years, but when he is healthy, he's like one of the best ISO players in the NFL. Like, all three of them would be like, that'd be three just like, I don't want to say ball hogs, but like ball hogs on the same team. You know what I mean? In the same like front court. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
for sure.
I don't know. I don't think there's as good of a fit there as there is in Philly. Like Philly, you look at the fit there. I think it would be a great fit for Harden to go to Philly, but
it'd be much, much better for James himself to go to Philly than Brooklyn, I think.
Yeah, but the question is, like, can Philly put together, like, if Brooklyn really wants to trade for him, I think Brooklyn's package is way, way superior to Philly's package.
Just because
I mean, Simmons is still young, and he's, like, a star player, but, like, he literally just, like, doesn't shoot the ball. And if the Rockets are, like, trusting in John Wall to be the one, then you, like, in today's NBA, you have to have, like, a two and a three that can, like, shoot the lights at you. You know what I mean? And
if you have John Wall and Ben Simmons on the court at the same time, you're going to have to heavily rely on your other players for outside shooting, which the Houston Rockets are not accustomed to. For the past 8 years, they have been very, very reliant on their outside shooting. So I mean, man, if I'm Houston, you kind of have to take the Philly deal just because I don't think Brooklyn's even going to offer anything. But
Yeah, I don't think they
I just think it
should,
would be
but
so much of a cancer to keep him, to keep James in Houston.
oh, it would be. I don't think they have any
Yeah.
choice in keeping him now.
No,
I don't think they even have a
there's no
choice.
way.
Like, we want to keep him now. Like, there's no way they can be saying that now after
No.
all this stuff's come out. Like, they're trying to move
Yeah.
on, but
The
they
relationship
need to
is
get those pieces. Like, they with John Wall and Boogie coming in, like, they obviously still want to be competitive. Like, you don't
Exactly.
sign or
And
trade for players like that if you're
Christian Wood
not.
is going to be a huge player,
Oh, dude.
I think.
Christian Wood is one of the most underrated players in the NBA. That man, like, didn't get
Absolutely.
a chance until the second half of last season. Like, he's been in the league for a few years, but
Absolutely.
he's never been more than a bench player, and he just put up numbers. Like, literally was
Oh, I
like
know.
this like a top 10 forward in the league for the second half of last season. And they got him on like a
Absolutely.
cheap deal too. Like, I think that's gonna be a
Very
steal.
Houston got a steal out of him, man. Houston got a steal.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm the Rockets obviously are still in win now mode with that Wall trade. Like, if they were going into rebuilding, they wouldn't have signed Wood, and they wouldn't have
They would,
traded.
yeah.
If they were to traded Westbrook, they would have probably just asked for picks or a
Exactly.
young player. Like, you don't
Exactly.
trade for a guy like John Wall unless you're trying to win. And
Yeah.
you don't sign Boogie Cousins unless you're trying to win. You know what I
Exactly.
mean? So I feel like
Exactly. If they were trying to rebuild, they would definitely have gotten younger.
So maybe you do go Ben Simmons just because he can help you win now, but like,
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it's just wait and see. We'll have to see where it goes, 'cause obviously I don't think anyone knows. I don't think anyone thinks he's gonna start the season in Houston.
Yeah.
But
Certainly not the after the deadline.
at this point I have no
Certainly
idea where he's
not
gonna go.
then.
I have no idea where he's gonna go. It's all up in the air, but Miami's out of it.
Another
We know that.
interesting package I heard was Golden State for Oubre, Wiseman, and two firsts.
I actually heard that too. I think I saw that on Bleacher Report or something like that.
Yeah.
Man,
Would
I
not
don't
be
know.
terrible.
I mean, but like with Curry back healthy, man, I don't know. Like, that's just two
Yeah.
like spot up shooters, and you still have Klay who's injured for the year. But
Oh, I
like,
don't think it's good for Golden State,
yeah,
but
that's what I was saying. I don't think that'd be a good fit either. I feel like that's like a Houston type fit. It's not. I mean, he kind of fits the Golden State culture, like just like,
Yeah, for
but
sure.
I don't think their roster would like really. I don't even know if the
No.
roster would really benefit from that. Like, I feel like Kelly
Yeah.
Oubre and James Wiseman was literally like the best pick they could have made.
Absolutely.
And now Draymond.
For what happened to Klay, they needed somebody like Oubre. For sure.
And like I said, you don't make that trade for Oubre unless you're trying to win now. Like, with Curry back healthy, and they drafted Wiseman, who I think is going to be an amazing fit. And
I
Draymond,
do
now that
too.
he has better pieces around him, is going to be even better and want to perform even better than he did like back when he was in his prime, I would say.
Absolutely.
I
He's trying to
don't,
prove something now.
yeah, I don't know if I don't think they would trade. I don't think that makes their team even better. Bring in Harden if they have to give up Oubre and
No,
Wiseman. I don't th
I
I think
don't.
it makes their team
I would
worse.
never do that if I'm Golden State, but
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it improves the team at all.
yeah. I mean, what team really wants Harden and like thinks that he would actually be a great fit for them?
I think Philly does, just because
I think they do too. I
they
think
are
Philly's the
offering up
only
like
option.
Simmons and like they're offering up Simmons and picks. Like, you don't offer that up unless you're like actually going hard after a player, you know what I mean? So I think they are
Plus,
truly interested.
I think the guys around Harden with Embiid, I think it will be a much better situation than Houston. And plus, I think that it'd be really cool to see Harden in the East. I hope he gets traded to the East. It just looks like Philly's right now is the best package that they're gonna get.
And I think Philly would be the best spot for Harden.
Yeah, I think it would too,
So
for both sides.
I think that's probably where he goes, but you never know. There could be like a dark horse team, like, I don't know. I saw a crazy thing the other day that a dark horse team could be the Timberwolves. I didn't get too excited about it because I knew that was probably
Hey, man.
99.9% false, but
hey,
like,
man, if Kawhi got traded to Toronto, I think anything can happen.
Yeah, that Kawhi
that
trade
boy wanted
was
to
like
go to LA so bad, and yeah, they shipped him to the furthest place away to LA.
Just random. That was so random.
Just
Toronto
so
wasn't
random.
Even interested.
So random.
But it's
no,
such,
exactly.
It's such a Spurs thing to do, to just trade for the
mm-hmm.
best package.
Absolutely.
Not even care what the player thinks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But I think it could happen with Harden too, just because mm-hmm. Harden's trade value right now just keeps depleting.
Yeah,
so fast.
And low key, like the Rockets could be like somewhat like pissed off about this now, like all this
oh,
is
I'm
getting
sure
out
are.
About like
yeah.
about like how he's just a cancer and everything, and the Rockets
mm-hmm.
are realizing like, yeah, we just don't want this guy, like fuck this guy,
mm-hmm.
let's ship him off to fucking like who
yeah.
knows where, whatever, let's ship
mm-hmm.
him to Toronto, like I don't know, but
for
like
sure. go to Minnesota then, Harden, if you want out, go to Minnesota.
Honestly,
I would happily take him, but
you would on the Wolves.
Yeah.
You think he's a good fit on the Wolves?
Depends on what the pack could be.
I don't think he's a good fit on the Wolves, but like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I would accept it because it's James Harden, but I don't know.
So it would probably have to be Anthony Edwards.
Our cap is so
Josh Okogie
effed up though, so we'd have to
mm-hmm.
include like Beasley and Rubio too, just to get
oh yeah
big contracts off the table. Because we obviously would never include D'Lo or Cat.
Cat, no.
Like,
we would never
we
do
got
that.
Those two here because they're best friends, and we haven't
exactly.
even seen them together
it's,
in one
exactly.
game. We would never do that.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be
no.
Beasley, who I think would be very hard to get rid of now after they came out today
oh,
with
God,
new
that
reports.
That contract was so big.
New reports today about Malik Beasley having to serve, like, 120 days of jail time or something for
oh, no.
pleading guilty.
His sentence got... Oh, no. He pleaded guilty?
Yeah. Yeah, today.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, man. When I saw that this summer, I started freaking out.
Yeah,
because
we just
like,
paid that,
bro,
man.
Malik was so good to us at the end of the season, man.
That's facts.
He was our best player, basically.
Mm-hmm, he was.
I mean, when Kat got hurt, oh, I guess we had D'Lo at that time.
Yeah.
Besides D'Lo, Malik Beasley was our best player.
He was cold, bro.
In
like,
all honesty.
And
man.
He never got a chance in Denver. So, like, he
exactly.
could be, like, a
and
star,
now he has a
bro.
Chance to flourish here. Now he has a chance to
now
flourish
now he's just
got to
keep his off-the-court problems, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why...
I don't know.
What made him want to get involved in stuff like that when you have millions of dollars, but... I guess it is what it is.
It is what it is, but...
But, yeah, like you said, it would have to be... Rubio, Beasley, and probably Edwards
mm-hmm.
for Harden.
And then probably a couple more picks, too, because I don't think... I think if we called Houston up and offered them Rubio, Beasley, Edwards, and even if next year's first, I think they would laugh and hang up the phone. So,
yeah.
it would
yeah,
have to
I
be...
I think they would, too.
It would have to be a bang.
I think they would, too.
But
it's so unlikely that...
I don't even know if I want
yeah.
it. Like with Beasley, like, flourishing... I like our roster. A lot of people are counting us out this year, like, already, but,
mm-hmm.
like, we have two stars, and then the number
mm-hmm.
one overall pick, plus Malik Beasley, who played like a freaking all-star at the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
yeah.
dude, we could, like, if we can improve our power forward position, I don't know. Why did we release Rondé, bro?
I couldn't tell you. Looking at
gosh.
Our games, man, I think that we might have one of the, like, the most dark horse backcourts in the league, just because we have let's draw this out. We have Rubio as our backup,
mm-hmm.
Russell as our starter for
yeah.
point guard, and then I mean, who do you got starting right now? Malik Beasley at shooting guard, and then
I would say Malik at the
Edwards off the bench.
I'd probably say Malik at the three.
Three, and then Okogie at the two.
I mean. Probably a Kogi at the two. Maybe they give Culver, bro. Like, Culver was the number 6 overall pick last year. We forget about him because he just had a crappy rookie year. But I think he's coming different this year. I don't know. I've seen
him
grinding.
The thing that we need is defense, and that's what Culver can bring.
Exactly.
Defense. And I think that Edwards has shown that too.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like you said, man, we're going to surprise a lot of people. We got one of the best leading backup point guards in the NBA
mm-hmm.
in Ricky Rubio. You know, we got two great friends that want to be here and love to be here, Kat and D'Lo, who are our two all-stars.
Yeah.
And then we got a bunch of young guys that can grow into their spots, and I think we're going to be really dangerous this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, Culver's, I think, is going to have a better year. Anthony Edwards is probably going to do very well.
Akogi is a stud.
Like, I think our forwards, that's the only spot that we need improving, man.
Yeah.
Our forwards are
I don't like struggling. Hernan Gomes. I don't like
Juancho. I don't either.
He's just not great. He's not great.
No. And I'd rather have Willie. I'd rather have Willie than Juan.
I mean,
I'd rather have his brother.
I'd rather have Rondé, bro. Rondé was on such a team-friendly contract, and he was literally the best defender on our team and played the lights out so far in preseason, and we just cut him.
I know.
I trust Gerson.
And he was great friends with D'Lo.
Bro, I trust Gerson.
D'Lo. He had a great connection from Brooklyn.
But, like, I don't know. There's got to be something happening behind the scenes that we don't know about, like some trade or something. Sure. Like, there's no way they would release him just to free up, like, that cap unless something's happening. Yeah. I trust Gerson, bro. Something's going to happen. He hasn't steered me wrong yet. He traded for Beasley, who's a stud. I mean.
Great.
Got D'Lo, who we were coveting for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. Finally got him here.
Bro, I wanted to get rid of Wiggins so bad.
Yeah, me too.
So bad, dude. I was so done with him.
But we don't have a first round pick this year because of that deal. So
yeah,
that hurts. People think we're gonna be bad this year. I think we don't even have like a top 15 pick. I don't think we have a lottery pick.
I don't think we do either.
I think we're a playoff team this year.
I think we're gonna be.
We could sneak in as a 7-8
right
seed.
Right around 7 or 8 seed. Golden State's gonna be with us. 7 or 8 seed.
I mean, Can you name 8 other teams in the West that have 2 stars and, like, flourishing young talent? No, I don't think you can. I don't think you can even name 4.
Nah. I mean, young talent or just talent?
I don't know, because, like, Beasley's not super young. But he's, like, what is he, like, 26, 27, something like that? But Culver and Okogie, like, they could both be super good. Edwards is number one overall pick this year. Like, we still don't know what to expect from him.
Maybe Denver. Yeah. Denver might have a better younger nucleus than us. But
Denver.
Besides them.
Yeah. I don't compare us
besides
with
them, I don't know about a team who has a better young nucleus than us.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of teams in the West have, like, really good rosters, like, way better than us. Like, the Lakers and the Clippers.
Sure.
But, like... Yeah,
for sure.
Based on, like, I don't know. A lot of people are counting us out.
I think that we're in a good spot.
A lot of people are counting us out. Like, Kat and D'Lo are both still super young. And they're both already, like, some of the top of their position. So, I don't know. We'll see.
People forget that D'Lo kind of carried those Nets to the playoffs his first year there.
He did.
I mean, for real. I mean, LeVert was still there. Dinwiddie was still there. Allen was still there.
But they were all young.
But
that was
still
like
pretty
4
young,
years ago.
Man. He carried them there.
It's facts.
And I know it's the East, and I know they were like the 7th or 8th seed, but still.
Yeah, to get a team like that there. You know who else was on that team?
Rondé Hollis-Jefferson.
Rondé.
Yeah, man. That's why I was sad, because like, he was homies with D'Lo, and I didn't want to see that go, but.
I know, but.
Who knows?
Something's got to be happening. You don't do that for nothing. You don't release your best defender for like on a cheap contract for nothing, right? There has to be something like happening.
Yeah. Should we talk about contract extensions?
Yeah. People have been getting the bag. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Let's talk about some that you don't like. The first one that I don't like is PG. It was like a week ago, but PG, bro, like 4-year max contract, man, that man played horrible.
4 years, last year. 176.
Horrible last year. Literally played horrible. And they just give him the bag. I mean, he has a track record of being a star player, superstar. Like, he's a great player.
In the regular season.
But, like.
In the regular season.
I don't know. Yeah, and the Clippers are a team that, like, need to go deep in the postseason because they have the roster to go deep.
Sure.
So, playoff P, man, I don't know. I don't hate it.
I don't like it either, but it he could, was going to get the max somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. It could and have LA been, like,
had to give it to him.
Maybe they're trying to, like, get him on the max before, like, maybe he has a really good year, and, like, they didn't sign him to that deal, and then someone offers him the supermax, you know what I mean? Like,
For sure.
Maybe they're just trying to get him locked down, which I get, but, like, at the same time, we just got to wait and see if he can perform better than he did last year, because, man, he has to
be. I think some of these...
He got to be in the gym this offseason.
Yeah, man. I think some of these players, you kind of know who they are in the playoffs. You kind of know who they are in the regular season. And Paul George is just kind of one of those guys who's going to always perform great in the regular season and then, you know, kind of lay an egg in the offseason. Or in the playoffs, excuse me. I don't think he deserves that much money.
Me either.
But, like I said, anybody probably would have gave him a max just due to the fact that he was top three in MVP the year before.
He's still a superstar. I mean, but like,
he's still a superstar, absolutely. But you know, there's a lot of crappy taste in a lot of people's mouths because of what he did this playoffs. I mean, you can't play like that and expect people to think that you're worth this money.
Yeah.
You know, you got to earn it this season. So
facts.
It'll be interesting to see how he plays with the bag, but I don't know, man. Don't know. I don't like it, but.
Yeah. I don't hate it, but I don't like it.
Yeah, for sure. Should we talk about Kuzma?
Yeah, we can talk about Kuzma. I don't know.
All right, so Kuzma got 3 years, $40
million. Yeah. I mean, it's just like PG. I don't hate it, but I don't love it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, Kuzma was the steal of that draft. I'll give him that. 32nd overall, like, that is a steal. Mm-hmm. Or what was it, 30? Was for it 30 sure. or 32nd?
I think it was 30 or 31. Yeah, somewhere late in the first.
Yeah. Like, that was a steal. Kuzma is like, but, like, I really don't think he fits in LA. I really don't.
No.
Especially with, like, LeBron and AD, like, you're building around LeBron and AD now. Like, they've got the pieces, but Kuzma just, like, comes off the bench. And he's not, from what I've seen in his first, like, years that he got to start, he is not, like, a bench player. You know what I mean? He could start for about 20 teams in the NBA.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the Lakers already have the best forward tandem in the league.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't want to, like, I'm surprised he signed this and didn't want to, like, go somewhere else and start, you know what I mean?
I mean, this man has been in so many trade talks, though, I would not be surprised if he was just trying to get the bag and, you know, because there's no guarantees that you're going to get the bag anywhere else. So if you get some money offered to you, sometimes you take it right away, especially if you're in a lot of trade talks, because
You
never know how you're going to play the next season, and that could determine your contract for the next season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this probably was his best opportunity to grab the most money that he could before. If he plays like he did again last season, I think his value is going to go down even more. So, it's good that he got the money he could now. But, again, not worth it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I wouldn't give him that if I was the Lakers.
The Lakers need 3-and-D players to complement LeBron and AD the best. And Kyle Kuzma can be a very streaky three-point shooter. He can be very hot and he can be very cold.
Yeah.
And his defense is not up to the level that I don't think the Lakers want it to be right now.
But, like, a three-year, $40 million deal is, like, pretty team-friendly. So I think, like,
for sure, it definitely does not cripple them.
Taking into account that he has been the rumor of tons of trade talks, like, maybe that was some of the Lakers' like point in this, getting him on a extended on a team friendly deal with long term control, gives him a whole lot more trade value. You know what I mean? Than with 1 year left on his contract.
For sure.
Let's see.
You want to go to a different one?
Sure. Let's talk about the Magic. The Magic re-signed two of their guys today. They gave Markel 3 years, 50, and Jonathan Isaac 4 years, 80. They doled out a lot of money today, the Orlando Magic did. That's a lot of money on
two players. So they paid Isaac more per year than they did the former number one overall pick.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that Markell is, like, playing still, man.
Yeah, that's facts, dude.
I'm glad that, like, Philly didn't absolutely destroy his career. I'm glad that he was able to come out of that with, like, a team that he can grow in.
Mm-hmm.
I think Philly just had way too much expectations for him. This contract seems pretty team-friendly.
Yeah.
It doesn't really cripple them, and it allows them to grow still.
And they still got a lot
of young talent.
He's still that number one overall pick, man. Like, he still got that number one pick potential. You never know what could happen. He played great last year, so just have to wait and see how he performs.
For sure. And plus, Jonathan Isaac, I think he's a great piece. I mean, he did get a horrible injury, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, he's out for a while.
I mean,
he's lanky.
He has shown very, very good signs.
He's a stretch four. He's a stretch four. Who can shoot the ball, which is exactly what you want in today's NBA.
Absolutely. So, and I think Markell has become, much more team-oriented. Ever since he left Philly, I think he's more worried about the success of the team and not really necessarily himself.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the Orlando Magic did a couple good moves. I think they'll be happy with these decisions that they made. I think these are good moves by them. Not too much money that'll cripple them, but still enough incentive for them to want to keep playing there. So I think it was good.
Mm-hmm. I think the Isaac deal was better for them than the Markell one, just to lock him up.
For sure.
And especially because he is injured, I think that took away a lot of his, I don't know, like, I feel like if he was completely healthy and had finished the season, like, on a really high note last year, that would have forced them to pay him a lot more than they did this contract. So, but I do like the Markell deal. I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle on that one, but like I'm more towards liking it because he still has that number one pick potential, and I think he could still be like a star in today's NBA, especially with the Magic. He has the opportunity there, like. Him and Isaac both have the opportunity with the Magic, who don't have a lot of pieces, to be like those centerpieces of the franchise and become like live up to those number one and number five pick expectations. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, this kid Cole Anthony, he looking good too. Very, very good, man.
Well,
might be scary in a couple years.
He was a top five recruit coming out of high school. I think he was like number three or something, but. Didn't have a great year at UNC, but
very, very high.
I mean, I'm still taking him at mid. What was it? 15? 15 got picked by the Magic. I'm still taking him at 15 just because.
I think he was barely in the lottery.
Just because he was that top recruit. Like, he's got that potential, and you've seen that. Like, especially in the preseason, he's been balling out.
Yes, he was the 15th pick. So yeah, just barely lottery.
Yeah. Let's see, what else we got? Should we talk about Giannis? I feel like there's not much to say there. He's literally like, do you think he's the best player in the NBA today? Or you still think it's Bron?
You know me personally, I'm always going to be Bron, but objectively, Giannis is the best player in the league.
He's so dominant. Like,
If he keeps growing on that shot, he is going to be in the discussion for the most unstoppable player to ever play the game.
Mm-hmm.
If he can get an outside shot and his free throws a little better.
Yeah.
And he can get some rings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, it's all about rings, bro.
It's pretty self-explanatory. Giannis looks like he's the best player in the league.
Yeah.
Got paid like it too. So.
Supermax. I think it was huge for the Bucks. Cause dude, you got.
If they lost that, it was over.
But I think had like the reason he like. I don't know the reason he kind of like re-signed with him, because there's been so many rumors swirling about like where's he gonna go, like he's leaving the Bucks, but like all along I was kind of like nah, he's gotta re-sign. Nah. Like. He was, especially for those guys who were, like, later picks in the draft. Like, Giannis was, like, 16, 15, something like that. like, teams are taking a chance on you there. You know what I mean? And if you flourish, like, it's partly on the team because of the coaching and because, like, they took a chance on you. So I think Giannis is looking at that like, okay, like, this team trusted me and trusted that I was going to be good. And especially being a foreign player, too, like, they took a chance on a guy that no one's ever seen play against, like, high-level competition. I'm going to I'm gonna reward them for, like, trusting me and taking a chance on me. So I think that had something to do with it, too.
I mean, let's look back at some of the other international players. I mean, Dirk stayed in Dallas his whole career. Tony Parker. Oh, Tony Parker went to Charlotte his, like, last year or two.
Yeah, I mean, but like, can you blame him? Tony Parker,
Manu Ginobili.
Yep, Manu.
Players like that, they have a lot of appreciation for the teams who drafted them, man.
Yeah.
So I don't think Giannis was ever super seriously considering it. The Bogdanovich trade did hurt him, I think, a lot, just because he wanted him a lot. But I don't think ever in his mind he was, like, seriously going to ever leave. I think Giannis is one of those players that is going to stay in Milwaukee probably the duration of his career. And I think him and Luka are probably the only two players that I can say that about.
Yeah, I was going to mention Luka. I think, like you were talking about with the foreign players, like, they have that appreciation for the teams that draft them. So,
for sure.
I think Luka is another one that, that stays in Dallas his whole career. Like, you can talk about, like, people who aren't examples of this, like Kristaps. But, like, that situation in New York was, like, way different than, like, what's going on in Dallas for Luka right now. And in Milwaukee for Giannis, like, it's not bad, bro. Like, they've been the one seed the past 2 years. Like, they got a chance here to win a chip. They just needed to lock up their man. And they got Drew Holiday this offseason. That was a huge pickup. But they did sacrifice, like, a couple of their bench pieces. So their bench is going to be much more subpar.
They got rid of DiVincenzo. Didn't they? They give him to Miami?
DiVincenzo? No, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure Dante DiVincenzo is in Miami.
No way.
I'm
DiVincenzo's cold,
I
bro.
I might be wrong.
They gave up Bledsoe and they gave up George Hill to New Orleans in that Drew trade, which are two big bench pieces.
DiVincenzo didn't get traded. Never mind. My bad.
I don't think they would give up DiVincenzo. He's actually cold, bro.
Oh, no, yeah. If they... that would be bad.
But he's cold,
yeah,
dude.
Man. I think Drew Holiday was a great, great pickup for them.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think Drew was, like... He fits that, like, he knows his role. You know what I mean? And you look at their starting lineup now, and they got Drew, they got Chris Middleton, they got Giannis, bro. Like, that is a squad. I still have Brooke Lopez. Like, this is a squad that can contend. You know what I mean? This is, like, a star-studded team. This team's going to be really good. You know what I mean? Let's talk about Rudy Gobert. Shit, dude. I hate this deal. It's horrible.
Utah destroyed themselves.
I hate this
deal.
They
crippled themselves today. Or yesterday or whatever it was.
I 100% agree with you. It's horrible.
Not good.
And he came out asking for, like, the Supermax, bro. He came out asking for the Supermax. The same money as Giannis, bro.
He wanted, like, 15 more million.
Money as Giannis, bro. Like, 15 more million, Rudy, than he you got. Are not worth the same money as Giannis, bro. I would not have even given this man the max. Like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have either. I wouldn't have even given him Paul George's contract, which was 4 years, 176.
I know.
I wouldn't have even given him that.
They gave him the max.
That was way too much money.
They gave him the max. Oh, my gosh. 5 years, 205, bro. Like, I get it. He's, like, he's the best defender in the league. Yes, I'll give him that. He turns their defense from, like, a top 15 defense to a top 3 defense in the league. Just solely on him, because he is that good of a defender. But, man, he is not worth $40 million a year.
Absolutely not.
He's just not.
Absolutely not. I mean, it just, I just hate to see it for Utah, man, because, like, I just know that it's going to really, really hurt them in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I like Rudy, but even after the COVID thing, man, I still don't think that was, like, why. I thought they were going to get traded. One of them were.
Yeah, because they hated Mitchell each other.
Mitchell was very upset when he got COVID.
He hated Gobert, bro. He was so mad.
Good.
It was like reports that, that friendship could never be like, could never be like rekindled or whatever. I mean,
yeah, man. That was, I thought Gobert was going to get traded to like Golden State.
Yeah.
I mean, or some team that really wanted a center who could like push them over the edge. I thought he was going to get traded.
Props to them for figuring it out, though. Like, that's huge for that franchise. Yeah. But I'll tell you what else is huge for this franchise. Giving Gobert this huge contract that is going to greatly hurt them in the long run.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's good now. You know, all smiles for Rudy.
Yeah.
But I think in 2 or 3 years when they're still getting eliminated in the second round of the Western Conference playoffs.
Yeah.
They're going to look, realize that they should not have done that. Yeah. I mean, there's just so many different things that you can do with that money that you gave him that I just don't think it was smart.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many players that you could have afforded with that money.
That's valid.
And he didn't even deserve it either. Like, that's the other thing. It's different if you're giving Giannis the Supermax, but like, and, like, yes, you're financially, like, putting a hold on your team, but you are always going to be a top three player in the league. It's just not like that with Rudy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to be the defensive player of the year candidate always, but I just don't think he's worth it.
I don't think he's worth it either. I wholeheartedly agree with you. I said it right when I saw it. I was like, or right when that report came out that he wanted the Supermax, I was like, no. Like, there's no way they can give him the Supermax. But, I mean,
yeah,
he came out and said that if he didn't get the Supermax, he was going to look elsewhere. And I was like, dude, you don't even deserve the, like, fucking Max, bro. Like, what?
It was not good.
If they really think, like, he's all that, he's going to benefit their team that much for 5 years to come, like, be my guest. Just, like, fuck up your whole salary cap. But, like, that's on you when he like, shows that he's not a good offensive center. And that's what today's NBA is turning into. You need those three-point shooting center, and Gobert is just a pure defender. So, I don't know. We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, for sure.
Two guys who got, like, really similar deals today. 4 years, 73 for Derek White on the Spurs. 4 years, 72 for OG Anunoby on the Raptors. I like OG. I like OG's deal a lot better than I like White's.
I don't like White's contract, really.
That's a lot. I mean, I know he's, like, kind of blossoming into like a leader for them, but like, I mean, I guess that's who you want to spend your money on, then have at it. Like, if he's gonna be that leader for your team, and like,
yeah,
he really has blossomed into that over the past couple of years, but I don't know. I'd rather give that money to OG because he's actually like transforming from like a prospect to like a really, really good star player.
Yeah.
And we saw that in the past year and even in the year before. But, like, Derek White, I don't know. I don't think he's worth that much. I think OG could be worth that much if he proves that he can play with the big dogs, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I don't think Derek White is worth near that much. When I saw that, I was like, whew, damn. Like, I thought he was, like, a four-year 40 kind of guy. Like, 473. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was thinking the same as you. I was thinking, you know, somewhere between $10 or $12 million a year, $40-50 million. I was not expecting a $70 million contract, but like you said, I think the OG Anunoby contract benefits the Raptors more than the Derek White contract benefits the Spurs. Mm-hmm. I think OG can blossom into a star. In my opinion, I think OG can blossom into a star more than Derek can.
Oh, yeah.
But that's me. I think watching OG in the playoffs last year, then him that game winner,
oh,
I think
it's
a lot of confidence, bro. And I think Kyle Lowry and Pascal Siakam really believe in him.
Van Vliet.
And hopefully mentor him, man. I think he's going to be really, really good.
Me too.
OG.
I think OG lives up to that contract. I'm not so sure about White, though. I think that's a little much.
I think he should. I think Derek could. It's going to be a little bit more difficult, though.
Speaking of the Spurs, bro, their city jerseys are heat.
I haven't seen them. Are they like a throwback?
No, they're like, I don't know. I haven't seen like Spurs throwbacks, but they're black, but they got like a kind of like pink blue rainbow stripe down the middle. And it says San Antonio and like cool lettering. It's pretty dope.
Oh yeah, that's the throwback. They used to wear those like in the 90s or something.
Yeah, dude, they're sure. Sick.
David Robinson was on the team.
Yeah. I feel like I remember seeing D-Rob in those. Let's see. We were talking about this before we started recording the pod. You was talking about Deer and Fox. There's a little bit of drama going around with him today, but he got the bag as well. He got the 5-year max 163 last week. Whew. And it goes up to 195 if he gets all NBA team in this year.
Oh, no. I don't think he's going to get all NBA this year.
I don't think so either. Unless they trade Buddy Hield and give him like full reign of the offense. Then I think maybe he just like goes ham. Because that's $30 million extra, but, like, players put everything on the line for that shit. You know what I mean? But, I don't know. We'll see if he can live up to that. Because he did get the bag. And he's been really good, but is he worth, like, the max deal? I'm not sure. Shit. I mean, De'Aaron, bro, like, if he gets to that all-NBA first team, bro, like, $195 million, that's nuts. Like, that is actually nuts. All right, so we was talking about De'Aaron. We had some technical difficulties, but, yeah, De'Aaron got the bag. I don't know. He might live up to it, he might not. I feel like that's the way we say it. We talk about every contract, but I don't know. We'll see. Wait, they gave him the bonus for that all NBA. So like it's all in his hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I think he definitely has the potential to be an all NBA player. I think the Kings definitely need to have some luck injury wise this year. I think that they really need to keep their star guys healthy. But, I mean, Rashawn Holmes is looking good. If Bagley can stay healthy, Buddy Hield can shoot well, and De'Aaron can lead the team, I think the Kings could be really good, and I think De'Aaron could be, on his way to earning that money.
And they brought
him right now, it's a little too early to tell if he can live up to it, but if he can lead the Kings and be on an all-NBA team, then it'll be money well spent.
And they brought in Hassan Whiteside as a big. Like, you never know. You never know what these...
Portland got rid of him?
Yeah, he's on the Kings, bro.
Oh, my... Bro, I did not know that. Bro, my goodness.
Yeah, that Kings team is kind of cold. Like, just a little bit.
Dude, they're looking good now.
I know.
Should we jump into 2K?
Yeah, let's talk a little 2K before we wrap it up. All right, so you wanted to talk about LaMelo and Lonzo being the same rating in this year's 2K, bro.
Oh,
I don't know what's going on, bro. Like, I get LaMelo, like, the hype is there, but Lonzo been in the league for a few years, my man. Like, that boy got some experience under his belt, and he's not even bad, but they put LaMelo, his little brother, the same rating as him, rookie year?
Bro, Lonzo's rating has been, like, a 78, 79 every single year that he's been in 2K.
Which I get. I feel like that's a fair rating for Lonzo, but, like, LaMelo, bro, 77 rookie year? Oh, man, I feel like he should be, like, a 71. That man shot 1 of 10 from 3 yesterday, man. Come on now.
Hey, you know Ronnie 2K is always going to put the top 3 draft picks at 77 overall or above. He's never going to go below that. Never will. I mean, I think that LaMelo Ball is going to have a better rookie year than his brother Lonzo did in L.A.
Yeah, I feel just that.
Just because he's going to have, I guess, less pressure since his brother is in the league, too.
Mm-hmm.
And brother can kind of help him navigate his way through it. Lonzo, man, there was just so much pressure on him to deliver to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I think pressure is heightened when your team is bad, too.
Yeah.
Like, on top, and you're the number 2 pick. You know, I think that that really crippled him. And I think LaMelo 2 is also more of a pure scorer than Lonzo is. Lonzo's defense and pass kind of guy.
Yeah.
LaMelo is very unselfish ball too. But I also think that he has this next level gear to scoring that Lonzo sometimes doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And this boy put up 94 points in a high school. You know,
yeah, that's like, facts.
He has the ability to turn on his scoring whenever he wants to, I guess. I mean, I don't know if they're always going to go in, but his confidence compared to Lonzo's rookie year, a lot more, and I think that he's more success scoring.
Yeah.
Is he going to be a better player? I personally don't think so. I think he's a great NBA player, just because everything he does, not just his shooting and not just his scoring, but everything that he does for New Orleans, I think he's a better player in the NBA than LaMelo, but I don't know. I think LaMelo was a better rookie year statistically, but I would still take Lonzo.
Yeah. I don't know, like, LaMelo has a better situation in Charlotte coming into the league than Lonzo did in LA. I feel like Charlotte's giving him, like, full reins to the offense, kind of. Or full reins to, like, just, like, lead the team. Like, they obviously brought in Gordon Hayward on a very questionable contract. But, like, I feel like they're giving him, like, full rein to the offense. Whereas Lonzo, with LeBron in LA, like, he didn't have that, you know what I mean? He was brought in to be, like, that third scorer, which I think kind of hurt his potential a little bit, or he just took a hit there. Like, that just really wasn't the right fit for him, but it was almost like the Lakers had to take him just because of everything LaVar did and all that stuff, but LaMelo and Charlotte has a really good situation to be, like, really good, but I still don't think he'd, like, is even close to deserving of the same rating as Lonzo in 2K, his rookie year.
I think that Ron needs to get, like, actually serious with his 2K ratings. I think that, I mean, with the exception of Zion, man, I don't think that there's any rookies that deserve over an 80 rating. And honestly, over, like, a 75, 76 rating coming into the game. Just because they haven't proven anything yet. I mean, even Zion, I would have put him at, like, 79, and then, like, midway through the year, once he played a few games, then put him at, like, 83, 84.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I just think that his 2K rating's a little inflated. But
yeah, definitely is.
I think all their ratings are.
The rookies?
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Let's talk about how Jared Dudley got fucking, like, he just got fucking baby by 2K this year, man. He's got the same three-point rating as Damian Lillard, Dame Dalla, Jared Dudley. You cannot tell me that Jared Dudley and Dame Dalla are the same three-point rating.
You can't.
Bro, like, Jared Dudley doesn't even get 3 minutes a game, bro.
Jared Dudley wouldn't even agree that he deserves the same three-point rating as Damian Lillard.
That's facts. And he has a higher one than Duncan Robinson, one of the best pure spot-up shooters in the league, bro. Duncan Robinson might be a better three-point shooter than Dame.
Bro, from seeing what I saw in the playoffs, Dunk may not be right now, but I think he will be a better three-point shooter. Man, Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero could be two of the best three-point shooters in the league in the next 5 years.
Facts. They're actually so cold. And props to them for not, like, props to Pat Riley for not, like, just trading them straight away for Harden when he had the chance.
Oh, for sure, man. For sure. I mean, you got to keep that nucleus around. Like, you saw what they could do in the postseason.
Yeah.
You hold on. See what they do, man.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the season, bro.
For sure.
I'm excited for all of it to start back up, but I think that might be all we got for today's pod. Thank you, bro, for hanging out, for coming on. I appreciate it. And
sorry, technical difficulties, by the way.
Bro, it's all good. We got it figured out. All right. Peace.